This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July 15th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's Give Something Away Day. It's a day which can lead us to enter into a decluttering mode. Often, it's our first step in an endeavor that is the most difficult. So the concept of giving something away today, even one thing, can be the start of a cleansing process. Giving things we no longer use or want away can make space and create an airy, positive atmosphere for ourselves. When we give to strangers, their life is improved with the objects that we don't want or need anymore. What we do matters. When we declutter and we create a cycle of giving, we're in fact contributing to the greater good and helping to make a better world. Decluttering involves decision making. Do I need it? Do I use it? Do I want it? When the answer is no, whatever it is can be designated to be released. Give it to an individual recipient or an organization. Just find it a home or toss it. Once we start lightening up and sorting our stuff, we can extend it throughout our spaces and throughout ourselves as well. In our kitchen, we can declutter our stock of food and get rid of the expired and never to be eaten by us. We can eliminate the temptation of foods that aren't good for us by finding them a recipient who'll enjoy them. And we'll have more space in our cupboards for things that are good for us. Decluttering opens up our space, or it can be empowering. Decluttering opens up our space. It can be empowering when we get rid of the stuff that holds us back. When we think about it, we're not happier or necessarily better because we have lots of stuff. Less stuff acquired can equate to more time. Time to enjoy doing what makes us happy. Time to spend with those we care about. Less time spent spending money and finding or making money to get that stuff. We can liberate ourselves by eliminating the things that clutter our life and empower ourselves by freeing up our space and time to improve the quality of all aspects of life. With physical stuff, it's simple. Invest a little time, move through our space ruthlessly, and use the philosophy, use it, enjoy it, or lose it. We can keep in mind that when it's useful to another, it'll give them joy. We're making a positive difference in another person's life, and we'll have the satisfaction and pleasure of knowing that we've done so. Once we realize the stuff we have that surrounds us does not nurture us, we can turn our life around. We can release what weighs us down. Physical objects can be given, sold in a yard sale, or culled in a variety of ways. But what about our mental and emotional stuff, the baggage we carry within? Our mind clutter can prevent us from thinking clearly. It can drown us in negative thoughts and prevent us from living our best. We can declutter our minds if we wish to, and no yard sale is necessary. First, we can prioritize our goals and activities, and we can set an action plan to follow what's important and do what moves us forward. No need to dwell on things that don't matter. We can relax our mind and clear it by expressing our thoughts to others, and in that way, we can gain a fresh perspective from another's thoughts and views. Also, we can prioritize me fun time. The be a kid again moments, so that we're able to recharge and laugh and de-stress and declutter our mind. Then we'll enjoy each moment, each day, and live our best rather than wait for better times ahead. Decluttering of all kinds takes effort, but it's rewarding. Decluttering can extend beyond just our stuff and our minds. It can extend to friendship as well. We need to admit that relationships don't always last. They aren't always fulfilling. Some are, some aren't. Yet, many of us maintain what we call a friendship even when it's obvious that our paths have split, our priorities have shifted, and there's no longer a sharing of ideas or values or mindsets. Rather than drain our energy and hold on to friendships who no longer fit our life and who may even be toxic to ourselves, we need to choose to declutter and release that person. And that will release what no longer works for us so that we can embrace and nurture a new friendship that will. It's not easy to let go of someone that you felt was a friend, but consider the space that it opens up in our life for that new friend, one who'll be able to help us grow, who'll be there for us when we need them and won't drag us down. When friends are no longer people who support us, motivate us, inspire us, it may be time for us to recognize the need to declutter and move on. Next week, it'll be National Friendship Day, and we'll talk further about friends. For today, let's try to grasp the simple idea of giving something away, one thing to get started. We can get rid of things physically or emotionally today and start a process of decluttering our life and improving it as a result. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here right now, and in this hour, they'll share solid information and happy stories so we can learn and hopefully be empowered to make informed decisions from a woman's perspective. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Christine the health coach. We'll chat with senior move manager Lori Bell, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin, and I'll be your wardrobe doctor. So after one important message about organ donation, we'll speak with Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group and learn about investing for retirement tax efficiently. I am Marilyn Waston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
So I really enjoy playing tennis. And over the last bit, I've had the opportunity to watch some of the play at Wimbledon. And it always amazes me how incredible the athletes are. And in so many matches, how very little actually separates the winner of a match, that's the one who gets to move on in the tournament, from the player who has to go home. And it got me thinking about retirement. What is it that separates those who retire on a similar financial footing, who are able to enjoy a financially successful retirement, from those who don't? In thinking about that, I came up with 3 things that those who, when compared to others in a similar financial circumstance, find relative success. Firstly, they invested in retirement preparedness. So that means they've responsibly managed their finances and saved enough for retirement, so they're financially prepared. But it also means that they're mentally prepared. I love to ask a question when people are planning to retire. It's Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. What are you doing? If the answer is golf, good. Physical activity is fantastic. It's Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. What are you doing? Golf again. okay, it's Friday morning at 10 o'clock. What are you doing? It better not be golf. I'm not picking on golf. Rather, I'm pointing out that there is a lot of time in retirement. And those who have more than just one interest, those who have some goals, reasons, and ways to find fulfillment, fare better during their retirement years. Second of all, they have a plan. That is a plan that identifies how much they can spend comfortably each year and how to tax efficiently draw their income. Timing of pensions, government benefits, when to convert your RRSP to a RIF. There are a lot of financial decisions that get made when retiring, and a financial plan helps us answer all of those questions for you in your personal circumstances. A retirement plan really brings confidence to those financial decisions. Fidelity recently released its 2023 retirement report, and I always find it an interesting read. This year's results found that those with a plan, 84% of pre-retirees and a full 94% of retirees felt financially prepared when they had a plan. Those numbers, of course, are much lower for those without one. And thirdly, in the planning process, they go a step further. As part of the planning, they ask the question, what if? What are the circumstances that might impact their financial future? And at least discuss those circumstances, and at best, proactively plan for them. Asking things like, what if I have high healthcare costs? How can I transfer wealth to the next generation? What if I need to financially support an adult child or aging parent? What if one of us survives the other? This step is really important because it's what helps protect you financially, and it helps protect what's sacred to you. I like setting people up for success. So if you're anticipating your retirement, or if you're already living your retirement and want to be able to enjoy it comfortably, I encourage you to prepare both financially and mentally, have a plan, and take that plan a step further. Ask the question, what if?
Well, Leslie, I think what you said today demonstrates why Farwell Group has clients who come back and recommend others, because you do plan, you ask the important questions, and you help set us up for success. Three things that probably we all could think of, but perhaps wouldn't if you didn't ask those questions. If someone wants to review their financial plan or set one in place, how do we do that?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. Set yourself up for success. Get a first opinion or a second opinion. Get someone to ask you questions that make you think so that you can be proactive with your future and be confident that you've done your best to live well in retirement. The Farwell Group, 416-863-7501. It won't cost you but a little time to get the information you need. Thank you, Leslie. I really appreciate the information you gave us and gave us solid three things to think about. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic will give us her weekly health tip. Then we'll speak with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and we'll get our weekly healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown, and more. So stay right here and be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I wanted to talk about asthma. So, we've been having a lot of issues with air quality in the city, forest fires, and certainly those kinds of, air pollution can certainly be a big trigger. And asthma is actually considered to be a public health epidemic, really on a global scale. And it's one of the most common chronic diseases, both in children and adults. And really, it's an overreaction to an irritant in the airway, and this causes inflammation in the lungs, and it basically makes it difficult to breathe. So asthma triggers occur in response to a number of these triggers. So we get swelling and increased mucus production in the bronchi and the lung passageway. And triggers of asthma attacks can be allergic. It can even be things like pet dander, pollen, or even non-allergic things like viral infections, cold air, and certainly the air pollution outside is can be a real trigger as well. So typically, there can be different levels and severity of asthma. Sometimes people get intermittent asthma. Sometimes it's persistent, for example. It could be moderate, or certainly could be quite severe. One of the complications or potential complications of asthma can also be, for example, if it's left untreated, we can see things like acid reflux, even chronic fatigue and sleep disturbances, increased risk of infection, even pneumonia, for example, pregnancy complications, respiratory damage. So lots of different things that we need to consider when we're thinking about asthma. So from a naturopathic perspective, I mean, obviously the irritants outside from air pollution, the things we need to be concerned about is obviously keeping indoors, especially for people that are immune compromised and having a good air cleaner. But things like food allergies, from a naturopathic perspective, can be a known trigger for people with asthma attacks. So certainly eliminating, often I'll do significant food testing with patients to identify some of the most common food triggers, and they can be including things like dairy, milk, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, even soy and wheat. From a hygiene perspective, we want to make sure that, for example, the mites that sometimes we see in bedding, those can cause asthma. So we want to make sure that patients are cleaning their sheets well, not using any kind of perfumed laundry detergent, for example. Even stress can be a trigger for asthma. So from a naturopathic perspective, we often look at a lot of, stress management issues. So certainly if people have some questions about how to treat asthma naturopathically, they can certainly give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you want to deal with your health naturally and take charge of your health, asthma can be dealt with naturally. Just give Dr. Betty Rosendahl a call. She'll give you a complimentary consultation by phone or in person. And the number again is 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. thornhillnaturopathic.ca. Thank you very much for that information. Didn't know that we could deal with asthma naturally, and it was solid information once again, Dr. Betty. We'll talk next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. Take care.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
If you're frustrated with your hearing aids and you're ready to toss them, don't do it unless you check with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. If anyone can make them work better and help you hear your best, it's Edmund, and he's here now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. What a great topic of discussion today. I can attest that many people have purchased hearing aids and are frustrated with their devices, or sometimes themselves. This is because they don't have the correct information, the right tools, or sometimes the proper hearing aids to help themselves. I believe the best hearing aids are the ones you forget are there, but sometimes even the simplest issue, like earwax blocking the hearing aid, will make it seem like the hearing aids have turned into a very expensive earplug. This happened to one of our good clients this past week, when she came in thinking that her hearing aid had quit working. only to find out that she had earwax plugging the hearing aid. It took less than a minute to solve this problem, but she needed to be reminded that she has the tools at home and also to be reminded on how to replace these filters by herself. Another interesting situation happened when we met a new client by the name of Ray. Ray had purchased a set of hearing aids elsewhere and was having a feedback problem that his former hearing clinic couldn't get rid of. Ray was booked to see me and we chatted a bit about the feedback problem. Ray's problem was inconsistent and happened randomly, which made it really difficult to diagnose. So we first verified all the basic things, like checking to see if he had an earwax problem or if the hearing aids were loose-fitting. All the physical things checked out okay, so we went and checked the software settings to see if we could isolate the problem using the programming. And this is where things started to get interesting. There were a few settings inside the programming that could have been the issue, but before we go and change things, I always like to discuss the usefulness of the features that are enabled to see if they were really set up to be useful or not. One of those settings was called frequency lowering. This setting is designed to help someone with a severe high-frequency hearing loss hear high-pitched sounds in a lower frequency range where they still have useful hearing. This setting was turned on and set to a fairly high setting. This was curious because while Ray required this feature, it may have been set a bit too high for him. And after discussing the frequency lowering feature and how it should be used, he revealed that he still had no clarity for hearing high-pitched voices. This was the aha moment I was looking for. The saying, too much of something could be bad for you, is very applicable in this case. We recalibrated the frequency lowering feature to a more appropriate level, which enabled him to hear high-pitched voices significantly better and solve the mysterious feedback problem that eluded his previous clinicians. Ray is much happier with his hearing aids now, and the great news is that we prevented another person from giving up on better hearing. So, if you're in a situation where your hearing aids are causing frustration, know that solving these problems is our forte, and your situation could be our next happy story. Also, for those who have hearing aids that are no longer useful for them, we are happily accepting donated hearing aids, and we can do a trade-in for a new set of hearing aids if that's applicable.
Well, Edmund, you help people. You're a detective. You find the problem and then you solve it. And the fact that you're able to take in trade-ins and recycle hearing aids and donate them and eliminate clutter in people's drawers and pockets is a positive and fits what we're talking about today because it's Give Something Away Day. So if anyone wants to talk to you about their frustration with their hearing aids or they just simply want to talk and learn more about how to hear better, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian. He'll find what the problem is, he'll solve the problem, and if he doesn't, he'll tell you why not. It's about information and learning to hear your best with the help of an expert. Remember the name, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, 416-754-4327. Thanks, Edmund, and I look forward to another happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I'm going to talk about another couple that has been incredibly hard to get hold of because basically I matched them up and they've been gone. So I, Simone and Andre, they probably met again less than a year ago, and it's shocking the amount of places they've traveled to. So they've been to Niagara Falls, Cuba, Scotland, Liverpool, Nottingham, England, and they're leaving on Monday to go to Aruba. And so it's like this. It's just crazy. And the funny thing about them is I'd matched them up, and I called to talk to her, and I said, you know, Simone, I've got this great guy, and you know, he likes the same things you do. He loves to golf. He loves to travel. And she, and I told her about him, and she said, I don't want to date another realtor. I'm not interested in that. I, you know, I already do real estate. Two people doing real estate, that's too many people in real estate. So anyway, they're kind of, you know, close to retirement age. But so they got together, and they just never looked back. He was telling me this hysterical story about them driving, he says, on the wrong side of the road. I would like to say just the other side of the road. But anyway, they had this ongoing kind of dialogue as they were driving, because both of them were a bit nervous about it, but they did it anyway and managed to get through it. And they had a great time. And so I think that sometimes people have this sort of knee-jerk reaction, oh, I don't want a real estate agent, or I don't want somebody who plays tennis, or there's some little thing, you know, on a person's profile, and you might say no about it. But it's kind of ridiculous to do that, because sometimes those people that you think of as being not quite right on a profile end up being like the perfect partner in crime. And really what you're trying to do is find somebody that you can have fun with for the rest of your life, who engages you intellectually for the rest of your life, who, you know, when you're with the right person, there's never a dull moment. It can make doing anything together fun. You don't have to be on a fancy trip. You can be going to the Home Depot or just, you know, relaxing at home. And if it's the right person, it's just fun.
Well, finding the right person is a challenge for most of us. But traveling means that they have no excess baggage. They probably can lock their door and go on wherever they want to go. So they've done the cleaning their excess baggage mentally, emotionally, and physically, and now they can see the world and have fun. If anyone listening wants to find out if perhaps that right person is waiting for them, then call Cupid, our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Linda's number, 416-777-6302. It starts with a conversation, and then you can decide what's best for you. The number again, 416-777-6302. Linda, thank you for sharing Simone and Andre's story. And if they're in the country, a shout out to Simone and Andre.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Vivian Brown will give us her weekly healthy aging tip. Jane Teasdale of Mosaic Home Care will explain more about person-centered care. I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get tips from Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, and more. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, woman's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Nice to talk with you. Today, I wanted to talk about a subject that we've mentioned before, but I think it's really important, and that is the risks of social isolation. The American Psychological Association published an article back in 2018, so this was before COVID, and what we know is social isolation and loneliness have increased since COVID, not decreased. What they found in their 2018 survey is about 50% of the adults surveyed reported that they sometimes or always felt alone, and 40% of the survey participants said that they sometimes or always feel that their relationships are not meaningful and they feel isolated. Well, this is really important because what we know from multiple different research groups is that the lack of social connection heightens health risks as much as smoking 15 cigarettes a day or having an alcohol use disorder.
We know that loneliness and social isolation are twice as harmful to physical and mental health as obesity. And so when we look at the evidence around social isolation and loneliness, we understand that it increases your risk for premature mortality and magnifies the risk of many other leading health indicators. So we need to put out a real effort to help people who are socially isolated or lonely so that they get connected either in their family, in their community, in their church or synagogue, in their education opportunities. But the population is aging, and what we find is age alone has an impact on increasing the effect of loneliness. So it's a real challenge, and we know that when people are surrounded by others, like on a subway or in a classroom, that's not the same as being connected. They may still be lonely. And so we really want to look at opportunities for our neighbors, for our families, to help older people stay connected and feel that they're part of the community and part of a group and not isolated on their own.
So we need to fight loneliness. We need to reach out to others. It'll increase our lifespan. It'll make us healthier. It's a matter of taking the time and energy to walk out your door and smile and reach out and talk. Dr. Brown, that's such good advice, and it sounds so simple, but I wonder how many of us will really do it. I know you encourage us in your book about all sorts of things so that we can take charge of our health, and I appreciate this advice today. Where can we get your book?
So the book is on Amazon, and it's in local bookstores. It's also in your store, Marilyn. I think you still have some signed copies, and it's on my website, drvivianbrown.com. You know, I thought this study was just so interesting because it doesn't take a lot to reach out and say hello to somebody. And I think sometimes we're just so busy in our own world, in our own environment, that we don't do that. And it's really important.
It's important. You brought it to our attention. Hopefully we all are listening and we'll take action. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Useful advice. Clear language. Remember it. Ask for it in your bookstore. Look for it on Amazon. And you're welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, directly at 416-504-6777. DrVivianBrown.com is another way. So a bestseller, you can have one. It just takes a little action. And do work at making friends. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Jane Teasdale, co-owner of Mosaic Home Care Services and Community Resource Center, a gold medal award winner for the model Meaning of Me, Person-Centered Community Model and Framework, joins us now. Good morning, Jane.
Thank you, Marilyn, and hope the listeners are having a wonderful summer and connecting to friends, family, and community. Toronto has some wonderful events happening in Toronto, so check out www.toronto.ca for an update for your local area. You can also check out Mosaic's activity booklet found on our website under events at mosaichomecare.com.
And Jane, tell us a bit more about Mosaic Home Care, because it's just not an ordinary home care company.
Right. So first of all, Marilyn, Mosaic is not only a private home care agency, but focuses on work within our communities. We also run several interesting programs, either online or in person, that focuses on the importance of social interaction, connection, and community. Mosaic Home Care is recognized as a leader in the provision of person-centered, community-integrated care. We received an award from the European Society for Person-Centered Healthcare, and we are published in the European Journal for Person-Centered Healthcare. We focus on the social and emotional needs of the person as well as their physical and personal support needs. And this also goes out to the family caregivers. So we have to work with the whole team. We provide care at home in the community, in retirement, in long-term care, and bedside sitting in hospitals. We also have lifestyle companions that spend time going out in the community with our clients and have meaningful conversations and focusing on interesting hobbies and activities.
So can you give us some tips about the difference between hiring a private home care agency and hiring a private caregiver?
Yes, I certainly can. It really, you know, focuses on buyer beware, Marilyn, in hiring privately. You may decide to hire a private caregiver. This will undoubtedly be the cheapest option, but it is worthwhile being aware of the pitfalls and risks. Here is a short list of important points to consider when hiring a private caregiver. You can also review information on the Ontario Home Care Association website, as well as about hiring a quality home care organization by visiting homecareontario.ca. So some of the points that you need to look at is ask for references and telephone numbers. Ask for criminal and vulnerable sector checks. Are they experienced in providing the type of care your loved one may need? And what designations do they have? Are they skilled in mental health? Are they skilled in dealing with Alzheimer's and behavioral supports? Are they bonded and insured? And who will be responsible if anything happens? Are they allowed to work in Canada? Ask for their citizenship. Who will be responsible for paying taxes? What happens when the caregiver becomes sick or you need to replace them for one reason or another?
If someone is interested in finding out the pros and cons that you've just mentioned and getting into more detail, how do we reach you about home care, about Mosaic, and about this information?
Yes, listeners can contact Mosaic by emailing, info@mosaichomecare.com. You can visit our website at mosaichomecare.com or give us a call at 416-322-7002.
And before I let you leave, Jane, I registered for an event I'm looking forward to. It's called Under the Stars. Can you quickly tell us if there's any space and perhaps my listeners can join me?
Yes, there's a couple of spaces. It's a collaboration between Mosaic Home Care and the Sumac by Chartwell. We're going to have 2B1 music duo. It's going to be a fun event. It's on their rooftop. It's Friday, July the 21st, starting from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you wanted to register, you can call 416-910-3431 or email ghoper@chartwell.com. Thank you.
So plan to join me. Give them a call. It sounds like fun. Under the Stars, July the 21st, 416-910-3431. Thanks, Jane. I look forward to learning more about home care and personal-centered care next time.
Cheers, Marilyn.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. It's Give Something Away Day, and I'm giving away closet organizing instructions. First, keep what you love to wear. Release what doesn't work for you or can't be made to do so. The clothes in your closet need to fit you, all of you. Your body, yes, but also your personality as ruled by your heart and mind. And keep in mind your lifestyle. Dressing your best is important. When you look great, feel comfortable, and your clothes convey your message to the world by reaching out to others without speaking a word, your wardrobe is doing everything it's intended to do. Whatever you have in your closet that has an if only or requires an apology or an explanation doesn't belong there. Release it. And rather than look at it as getting rid of stuff, make this time a time for positive giving. Picture a recipient who will thank you and appreciate your gently used clothes. If you find certain things you aren't ready to give away, don't make rash decisions. Don't feel guilty. Just put them aside and review them at another time.
However, if you're holding on to something because it has a fond memory, perhaps a prom dress or something else, consider it part of your archives and store it. Don't let it take up valuable space in your everyday closet. That's for the clothes you love to wear and use. When you think about it, you wear what feels comfortable and what you feel you look good in, and you use the things you see that are easily accessible to you. Having closets and boxes full of clothes doesn't mean you have a great wardrobe. And likely when you open those rarely opened boxes, you'll find it easy to release those things. Organizing your closet is a process. You'll find it mapped out in my closet organizing instructions on my website, marilyns.ca. Or if you prefer, just mail me a self-addressed postage paid envelope and I'll mail it to you. My address, Marilyn at 200 Spadina Avenue, Toronto, M5T as in Tom, 2C2. It doesn't require a lot to create a wardrobe that does all it should. All it takes is 8 pieces of clothing in a color capsule so you can mix, match, layer, and accessorize. I gladly will help any woman listening to do this and help her pull her best look together so that she can use the clothes in her closet as a foundation. Just give me a call, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. We'll chat. I'll gladly answer your questions and guide you. And then when you're ready, you can have a private personal consultation with me at no cost. So please feel free to call me, and I look forward to speaking to you and hearing your voice soon. My number again, 416-504-6777. And after a brief message, we'll get useful tips from Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Lori Bell, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
For this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here, and I believe he has a happy story. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I do have a happy story this week. I recently caught the attention of a radio show caller that was interested in a total home safety check. And just as a reminder, this is a comprehensive assessment of your home if you're interested in home renovations. During this visit, I came across a situation that comes up often, and I wanted to share it with everyone today. My client, Sharon, who lives in a two-story home in Oakville, is having trouble getting into her walk-in shower because it has a curb that is 6 inches high. As Sharon is aging, she is trying to eliminate the hazard of tripping and falling inside her shower. Sharon wanted to know if it was possible to simply remove the curb and leave the rest of the shower intact. I think I shocked Sharon when I told her that it wasn't possible. If we were to remove the curb, we would have to redo the entire shower. The reason for this, you may ask? Well, it's the waterproofing membrane. The membrane underneath the tile in your shower that is continuous, and once it's broken, it allows the opportunity for water to damage the shower. If we were to do what Sharon had asked and just remove the curb and retile the area we removed, I would guarantee about 3 to 6 months that the system would fail and the tiles would start popping up. Sharon later confessed towards the end of the appointment that she actually wanted to redo the shower anyways, so this gives her a good excuse to make a case to her husband for a brand new shower. As I promised with the Total Home Safety Check, I emailed Sharon a roadmap to her future with details about how much it would cost to renovate the shower and a detailed plan. Sharon was very thankful for my visit and is looking forward to renovating her shower and getting rid of the curb in the near future.
Well, hello, Sharon, and congratulations on planning ahead and staying safe while you bathe. Daniel, we're having a day today. It's Give Something Away Day. Can you give something away?
We certainly can. I'd like to give people the opportunity for a total home safety check, which I just talked about Sharon. It's usually $89.95. I want to give this assessment away for free for the first two callers. And basically, I'll come to the home, I'll do a full assessment of top to bottom, give you a report about how much things may cost, and we can talk about any areas in the house you want to renovate.
So a free total home safety check. Save a few dollars and get priceless information so you can live safely and happily as long as you wish in your home. It can be a forever home if you deal with Daniel Wiskin and Greater Toronto Accessibility. Your number, Daniel?
647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. You're from a woman's perspective team is happy to give away their experience, their knowledge, their expertise, and do it wholeheartedly. Give Daniel a call. Get your total home safety check for free. 647-206-6409. Thanks, Daniel. Look forward to another happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
At Mosaic, the person matters. Whether at home, community, hospital, retirement home, and long-term care. To find out more, visit our website at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Exercise may help fight depression in older adults. As muscles become stronger through regular exercise, they release transcription factors can improve your mood and help to make you feel good. A regular exercise program helps your body to process tryptophan, a mood-enhancing chemical closely related to serotonin. Depressed people often have low levels of serotonin, and exercise may increase the activity of the enzyme CAT from exercising muscles that convert tryptophan to serotonin to help you make you feel good. In the study from McMaster University, a group of healthy men who were 65 or older and not depressed did 12 weeks of leg and shoulder presses and high-intensity stationary bicycle interval training. Their enzyme CAT levels increased by great amounts. An earlier study showed that exercise also causes muscles to release large amounts of ketapisin B that is associated with improved memory. Those who had the highest improvement in fitness also had the highest blood levels of ketapsin B and the greatest improvement in memory test scores. Recommendations? If you exercise regularly, these three studies give you more reasons to be proud. Your exercise program can help you prolong your life, prevent certain diseases, and protect yourself from dementia and depression. If you're not on a regular exercise program, call me at 416-809-4084, or you can visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, for a complimentary consultation.
You can't go wrong when you exercise. We can prolong our lives, we can increase serotonin, we can improve our memory, and the list goes on. To discuss more about your own exercise regime and maybe take Christine up on her one-week complimentary class, just give her a call at 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thanks for that good information, Christine, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto,
CFZM-FM and CFZM-AM, owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge and experience to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish and leave us smiling. She's here now with her tip of the week. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. On Give Something Away Day, my best tip is to make sure the recipient of your gift actually wants it. I often see our clients going to great lengths to make sure that their kids and grandkids get first dibs on their no longer needed items. And they're sometimes disappointed to learn that their cherished heirlooms are not at the top of the list of family member wants. What held monetary value as recently as 10 years ago sadly is not in demand now, with smaller living quarters and evolving tastes. Sets of antique furniture are being skipped over for IKEA or struck tube pieces. And yes, I empathize with our clients. Solid wood craftsmanship is superior to pressboard and MDF products. But not everyone has the time or the inclination to paint or refinish some of the older beauties. And like most things, supply and demand rules the marketplace. My tip today is to code the items you've decided you no longer need, and then let your family know that they can be honest with you. If they just don't have the space or appreciation for your pieces, consider donating them to a charity like Furniture Bank. They charge a modest pickup fee, but that cost is offset by a tax receipt. You're helping families in need and also keeping good items out of landfill. It's a win-win-win for you, the recipients of your furniture and housewares, and the environment. And that's a thought to keep you smiling.
Well, Lori, that's good advice. Furniture Bank is a good name to remember. And you've been doing this for many years, so anyone planning to downsize or move can actually speak to you and make a plan with your assistance. How do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Senior Move Manager Lori Bell. Moving Seniors with a Smile. And that isn't a joke. She will leave you smiling because you'll be happy with the results. Thank you, Lori, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn, and absolutely.
When our homes are bursting at the seams, when our minds are filled with chaotic thoughts and bad ideas, when our lives are stuffed with toxic relationships and bad habits, we're just too full to have room for clarity, for new and perhaps better. Decluttering can be our path to a better life. We can start by giving just one thing away today and then make the process a part of each day. It's been said, if it doesn't add to your life, it doesn't belong in your life. So as we let go of what we no longer need or want, we're keeping what's meaningful and useful. And we have less to clean, organize, and store. And we have room for what actually will serve us best right now. There is a Finnish saying, happiness is a place between too little and too much. Each of us can edit our stuff and eliminate whatever we deem extraneous. When we do so, we'll have created our happy place, a good place for us to be. By simply giving something away today, be it a smile, a kind thought, the benefit of our experience, or whatever worthwhile thing we choose to give, it will lighten our heart and open our path to a brighter future. When we give away our excess stuff, we not only make space for more meaningful things, we also improve the quality of our life by helping others. Decluttering is a process we all can benefit from. To keep clutter at bay, we can set up a release depot at home and put there what we no longer want to keep and then dispose of it as necessary. We can try to live using the one in, one out tactic. We can purge and take action a bit at a time rather than seek validation and happiness in having lots and more. We can find our balance with less. Too much stuff holds us back. So let's exercise the give something away philosophy and make ourselves and others happy today and every day as we do so. What will we give away today, this giveaway something day? Will we realize that having too much can be a detriment? Let's hope so, because then we'll create opportunities and open the door to new experiences, fresh ideas, and nourish our relationships and more. Our hour together is almost at an end. It's time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers and caregivers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a special thank you to you for making time to spend with us today. Your From a Woman's Perspectives team is happy to give away their time today and every day to share their experience and expertise and answer any questions to empower anyone wishing to better their life. One call or email is all it takes to have a complimentary consultation. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca under the On Radio heading Sponsor Expert List. Or you're always welcome to call me and get the information. My number directly is 416-504-6777. My direct number is 416-504-6777. It's Give Something Away Day. Do give something away and have the satisfaction giving and decluttering brings. Have a great day, enjoy the weekend, be well and happy until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now and enjoy that giving. Give something away today.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.